Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everybody, to Morning Magazine for this December 14th, 2022. It is 10:04 on the clock, and you got your host, James J. Maloff, here. At 10:30, we're going to welcome in our friends from Encourage. We've got Kim Shields joining us along with the Wood County Health Department. Ashley, Julia, and Jacob going to be with us. Looking forward to talking with them. Right now, in studio, some of our favorite people to talk to, Stephen and Katrina Hintner from Family Natural Foods. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
How's it going over here? How are you guys doing?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel good. I mean, the weather's interesting.
We made it here.
Yeah. I was going to say, you guys made it here. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I wouldn't drive around if you don't need to. You know, just as like a general like rule of thumb, you know, like right now the roads are good, but that could change.
In an instant.
Yeah. We do know that there is some heavy weather coming. So, you know, get anything you need done, you know, early. And hopefully, you know, you can just sit back and kind of watch the snow from inside your home or something like that.
Enjoy this time of the year. Yeah. Being cozy at home. Maybe sipping on some of that yummy, like, tea or coffee that you've gotten. And just embrace the downtime.
Just embrace it. And, you know, enjoy the Christmas season, the Hanukkah season. And James, happy Hanukkah coming up here.
Thank you. Yeah. And you actually used a word there that actually is something I wanted to bring up with you guys, comfort, this time of year. It can be such an uncomfortable time of year, whether it is because of your immune system, your body, whether it's aches and pains, whatever it might be. And you want to enjoy this time of year as best as possible. Mm-hmm. So keeping up on that, having a healthy immune system now and throughout the next couple of months is going to help you do that. And that's why we encourage you to reach out to our friends at Family Natural Foods and take care of that body. As my papa would say, you only get one temple. You gotta take care of it. You only get one of these, Jimmy. You gotta take care of it.
Yeah. And we're gonna visit a lot of family, right? So keeping that immune system really healthy is an awesome thing to do. We're gonna see a lot of family in the next like week or two, and then through the new year. And I don't know about you guys, but I eat a lot more sugar. Sugar suppresses our immune system, so it makes it weaker. So you know, just up those vitamins right now.
Get
extra sleep this week so you can be prepared for the next couple weeks.
That one I'm writing down. I need to write that down.
Practice that.
I'm glad you brought up sugar. I actually, like, it's been like two shows now that I've wanted to bring that word up with you guys. I have been working the last 6-7 months to try to get more sugar out of my diet because I realized, oh my God, almost everything I eat has sugar in it.
Oh, that's so hard.
I had no idea. I didn't realize how much it is really in all these different things. Applesauce. Oh, it's applesauce. There should be sugar in applesauce. It's literally all over the place. I think doing your due diligence on this stuff and realizing your sugar intake for anybody out there, I think, is a good idea to do. So I think that's a really good thing to bring up.
Yeah, reading labels. We did a Facebook Live, but I think we saved it, of reading labels with Laura.
Oh, that was a great
and that
one.
Was
I remember
so
that.
Good. Yeah. We talked about like sugar and talked about what to read. But I mean, just reading labels in general is a great thing. And to your point, James, sugar isn't everything. It's in the canned tomatoes. It doesn't need to be in that.
It's in ketchup.
It's in
big time.
Yeah, and it's in so many things. It's not like just the candy, right? We kind of know sugar will be in a piece of candy, right? But it's in the things that you don't realize. It's in a lot of breads. I mean, breads is a huge carbohydrate, which converts into a sugar. I mean, we can talk some science here.
I'd say this is the time to boost your immune system, like James said. Take some vitamins, get some extra sleep, get some rest. Let's think about the sugar after the New Year's.
So January, are you trying to think about a
too many
topic
good,
of January?
It's always like when my grandmother was alive, when both of them were alive, they'd make the best Christmas cookies and stuff.
Yeah,
and
if
I was having this conversation with like a plate of my grandmother's Christmas cookies, I'd kind of be like, oh, what did Katrina say?
I'm not going to listen right now.
What was that again?
I might give her a call maybe after the New Year.
I remember her
kind of
right?
Yeah.
Too busy chewing.
So January, everyone, we'll talk like sugar and reducing things and just keeping our life like looking at it a little bit more. Right now, maybe we talk about the abundance in our life and just enjoying the traditions.
I think our next time we're here, what day is that?
Yeah, I think it's next Thursday.
Next Thursday. We're going to talk more about foods and things for the holidays.
Cool.
As we get a little closer to
New Year.
To Christmas and New Year's, we're going to talk a little bit more about that. But today, I think our focus is sort of gift giving and getting, which I need to start shopping. I don't know about you two.
Yeah.
Knowing Katrina, she's already got everybody.
No.
Okay. Interesting. Mm.
What about you, James? Are you an early shopper?
I just this weekend got it all done.
Okay.
Got my last one done. But I give my Nana credit for this because my whole life she would like find things throughout the year and like build up and everything. And she'd keep it all in the closet. And we knew everything was in the closet. And we could have go check it out. But so that's where I'm actually caught up finally. But it got close to me.
Well, hopefully, James, if you hear about something cool here, you want to add it too.
That's the thing, yes.
And then hopefully there's a couple folks like myself who haven't even gotten out there. And they're just waiting for those ideas because they know they're going to come around. But they're like, what can I get this person? I've got a couple of those where I'm like, what am I going to get this person? And maybe Katrina will tell me some ideas now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I can throw out some ideas. So when, I'm going to give you all visuals right now.
Yeah,
so when you walk into Family Natural Foods, we have staff members, I think John and Layla hung up the stockings this year for us, and they're around our fireplace, and we have a really great display of our, like, all sorts of gift-giving ideas. So we, if a person's coming in, we say, look here first, and then look around the store, because we try to make it easy, right? Some people only have a lunch break really quick to look at, or they have like 10 minutes, they're just quick popping in. Look here first. It's got all sorts of great ideas, really good stocking stuffers. So some of those ideas would be, so, like we talked about before, like the gift of health, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can give a gift certificate and they can choose what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Always good, right?
Yes.
It's good for that hard to buy person. The person that you know always comes in and you're like, always get a gift certificate for you. But also, I was thinking about, what about even making like a little basket up, right? People can make a basket up for, here's your vitamin D for the season and your vitamin C. And maybe that sounds boring and not as fun, but you could throw in some like fun chocolate bar or something like that. And,
sure. Maybe some dark chocolate.
Keeps them healthy. They might not shop for it, but you're giving it to them. So again, gift to health.
And you guys have perfect baskets there.
We do, James. Mm-hmm. Yes, you're an owner of one of them too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the Alafia baskets are a great way to, I guess you don't really have to wrap it, which is a bonus.
Yeah,
you just put some cool things in it, whether it's vitamins or other things we'll talk about on this list. But
it's kind of a cool gift in two ways. One, it's a beautiful handmade basket.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of unique colors. Every basket is unique because these are handmade. And it's also kind of a gift to the world to some extent, because the women who make these are in Africa, and it's made with this company that really gives back to the community. They buy bicycles, they build hospitals, and they give these women an opportunity to make a livelihood in a craft that is sustainable in their own community in Africa there. It's a Black-owned business. These are important things to support, you know, internationally, nationally, and, you know, especially within our community. So anyways, the Laughing Baskets are sort of a double gift. It's a gift to whoever gets to look at it. It could just be me right now. It's not in my hands, but I'm looking at it. I'm enjoying the beauty of it. And it's a gift to the international community and to these women in Africa. Mm-hmm.
Very well said, Stephen. And I want to thank you guys for, I wouldn't have heard of this great organization without you guys and these great people without you guys. So appreciate you bringing it to your store and to our community. And I just wanted to add, too, that these baskets are almost indestructible.
Oh, yes.
They're so darn well built and everything,
really good,
too. You were right on about the colors and the look of them. Like, every one of them is so unique and so bright and colorful. Mm-hmm. But I have to mention again, they're indestructible. Mm-hmm. They are so well built. They're really impressive.
We had a farmer friend, Joel Keenhole. He, Lonely Oak Farms, he used them to harvest their potatoes. Like, he would put potatoes in it. And
in the field.
In the field.
Yeah.
Like, so super, super hard work. And they worked great for that.
And, like, we have, there's different shapes. It's not, like, if you think baskets, it's only baskets.
Yeah.
There's ones that are, like, you know, kind of flexible or movable. You could use it as a purse. We have a lot of people who buy them as purses, maybe man purses for James and I. Who knows? We could probably rock it. James could, anyways. Probably I can.
I think that's vice versa there.
Okay. We'll have to do a competition sometimes.
Yes, yes.
And then we've got, like, you know, these bigger baskets, which you could use to harvest vegetables, apparently. And, you know, there's, like, ovals and just all sorts of shapes and sizes, you know, Easter basket size.
And
you know,
we carry them through the year. So they're great, like, as wedding gifts. Like, you can put, like, charcuterie board things in them. You can fill it with different things. So we have them through the whole season, but they're awesome. And inside, I always encourage people to look because it has the weaver's name. So the basket basket I have in front of me, this weaver's name was Acure, if I'm saying her name right, mm-hmm. or he, her name right. Mm-hmm. So it'd be Acure. And again, a really cool thing to fill it with multiple other things,
yeah,
such as essential oil bracelets made locally by our mm-hmm. friend Terry Black. James owns one of those. Yes. I have a couple on me, and they're super fun. Mm-hmm. Another way to stay healthy, too, you can put different essential oils that will carry through the day, whether you're working on something like stress or immunity, and you can put those certain essential oils. And then we have essential oils. I'm going to just bring two of them out for you to smell, James, because we like the smell test.
Yeah.
These are Pranarome. It's a Minneapolis-based company, but they have a lot of roots in Europe, and because they have really European standards of how they do their essential oils. So there's one I think you're smelling is the Zen.
Yeah.
And I think it's got cedar, if I'm recalling right, on that one.
I'm feeling Zen right now.
And then they think there's orange in there or something like that.
Yeah, there is. There's definitely orange in there. That's why I like it, I think. Yeah. I actually have a little orange on mine.
Nice.
That's really good.
Nice.
That is a good one.
And then the other one that he's smelling, I liked because it's very more traditional, and I think it's balsam. Or
strength.
Strength, okay.
Yeah. And this got a little bit of a pine, it says, to it.
So I like that smell. Maybe it's just this Christmassy time, but I love that smell right now. Ooh, it's so fresh.
Well, that is a real pine, too. That is a real, you're in the woods kind of pine. That smells really good. I like that.
Yeah. And then lastly, I'll mention this one, which is fun. We could talk about it more in detail, but coffee essential oil, which sounds like, what? Coffee essential oil?
Yeah,
it can energize you. And
James is intrigued. Yeah. He's not he's hand it over.
Just give me this, take my money.
Don't drink it.
Don't drink it.
People actually to do, they'll put it near their eyes. Of course, not in your eyes, but near your eyes. Mm. And it's very uplifting and energizing. And it helps with bags under the eyes.
Ooh.
So people have been using that. Usually you mix it with a tiny bit of rosemary. But it's really neat. You don't think about what essential oil could do this. We'll have to talk more about Pranarome.
Yeah.
There's so many cool things.
We're working on bringing back our speaker series, hopefully in the new year here. And we've done so many great ones on essential oils. I think that's going to be another one. Just because there's these things you never think of. Hey, you could use these essential oils. Maybe some you already have in your cabinet. Rosemary, for example, for kind of an uplifting thing if you're just feeling exhausted and you got bags under your eyes.
I've had bags under my eyes since I was 13. There are a million different products out there that tell you it can help and do with all this. And
is
I've tried.
You started the theater programs, James.
probably.
Because theater people really don't sleep.
No, we don't.
They just work hard.
I love every product I've ever looked at, part of what I don't like is they usually have these chemicals or all these different things in them, so I don't even end up trying half of them. Something like that sounds like definitely worth a try. I mean, there's no side effect. It works, it doesn't work. You find out if it works. That is a game changer right there for those of us that have this. There's a lot of people out there that deal with that. So the raccoon eyes, my mom always called
guys,
it.
Guys, you ready for this? Mm. This is going to be fun. Next time my mom on with James, I'm going to come in. I'm going to give you some rosemary and some coffee.
Okay.
And through the 3 hours we're talking, I'm going to be like, guys, you should see how James looks right now. Man, look at this.
Just before and after, bring a mirror. I don't know.
Yeah.
My agent will. Yes, I'm up. I'm all in on that. And my agent is all in on me on that. She'll love that even more. That's good. I love that. That's a fun idea.
I think, it's one of those things also you can come into our store and you can smell each of these oils.
Yeah.
You can also put a little bit on, you could try what Katrina's doing. You could talk to Katrina about this or talk to Jamie and you can get ideas. If you had somebody like James, we know James likes coffee, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a win-win. You give him this, coffee essential oil. He either enjoys it as the smell or you give him the gift of, brighter eyes.
Right.
Bright eyes.
Those are kind of fun gifts. And it's something, if you're just giving it to yourself, you could come in and kind of try. Look at the mirror first. Mm-hmm. And then because we have a mirror right around the corner.
Yeah,
and then you put it on and then you wait a couple, walk around the store, do some shopping. And you come back, you say, this feels or looks better.
For sure.
And that's something you can't do if you're on Amazon, for example.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So,
right.
Who that's.
Come to visit us.
This is like shopping on Amazon, just exhausting to me. So like, this is uplifting and kind of fun, and you know,
absolutely, yeah. It also leads right into what we like to always remind people: any of these things we're talking about today, anything that's on your mind, if you have questions, reach out to the gang of Family Natural Foods, and chances are they can help you. And if they can't, they don't have the answer; they will hunt it down with you.
Absolutely, we totally will. Okay, on to more gift giving, because we have some of us that still haven't gotten those things.
Mm-hmm. Me.
We have these awesome local mittens. Steven, they're on the store. If you haven't seen them, look at them. Mm. But they're made locally by Mary Manley, right? Yeah. And we all know the Manley family. They're so wonderful.
Really great people.
And she makes these out of recycled sweaters, and they're usually all wool sweaters. Yeah. You can feel them. You can put them on if you want. Mm. They're fun. She's got some retro-looking ones. She's got some more like kid-friendly ones.
These are warm.
Yeah, wow. They're nice.
Yeah, they're perfect.
There's kid ones. My children have used and abused theirs and love them. My 3-year-old will not wear any other mittens but Mary's, and they're great. They work so well, and they're so warm.
So warm, very durable. I love the way, the creativity she has with these is so cool. They're unique in that regard, too, and I know how much people like unique gifts and everything. Yeah. And as we always like to remind people, too, you are supporting a local artist, you are buying local, supporting local. I know how much our audience loves that as well.
This is even kind of like a recycling program, there's kind of an unknown thing about how much waste there is in the fashion industry, and people, I don't think of Wisconsin Rapids as a place that's really abusing this, but New York City or something, where people buy a set of clothes, they wear it twice, and then it's out of fashion, and they throw it out, and then it goes into landfill, and some of the stuff doesn't break down that quickly.
Yeah.
Here's something. She's taking sweaters that maybe had a hole in it. I've got plenty of those. I can't really wear this sweater anymore. Well, but I 90% of the sweater is still usable in a mitten, and she's recycling these, kind of upcycling them, I guess is an even better word for it. And so, here you are. Like James said, you're supporting a local artist. These are all beautiful, unique, individual, kind of pieces of art, really, that you can wear.
Functional art
that you can keep your hands warm.
Functional art is a great way to put it.
So, really, really a win-win on these. And we sell tons of them this time of year.
And we only have them until a little after Christmas. The very latest is the New Year. So if you do want them, there's really only another week, 2 weeks max, that we'll have them at the store.
Yeah,
your best just to ask your relatives, are you going to buy those for me? Because if not, I'm going to go buy them right now.
Yes. Well put.
Okay, we want to talk Van Fass, because, time's flying when we talk Christmas here. Mm-hmm. So Van Fass is our oils and vinegars, super fun, so many different varieties. We have, I'll just name a couple, but I like to say think beyond your salad bowl. So we have different flavors such as, raspberry balsamic, garlic oil, date balsamic, which is my kids' favorite. Mm. Okay, bonus, your kids are eating a balsamic and a salad. James is going to try a hazelnut oil.
Ooh.
And so it's this rich, buttery oil that you can mix with cranberry balsamic or, put it on. People put it on popcorn, I've heard.
I put on ice cream.
Oh, I could see it being really good on ice cream.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it has a wonderful aftertaste to it.
Yeah, it's so nice. If you like hazelnuts, you have to come and taste these. Yeah. Much like the essential oils we're talking about, you can sample all of these. You just ask one of us at the store, and just like James, you can taste it. You'll know if you like it.
Mm-hmm. It's light. It's light, but it you can tell. You can taste it still. It's not overpowering. I like that. It feels like a great thing to add to other flavors, enhance other flavors.
How about a cranberry, adding it to a cranberry balsamic vinegar?
And just try a little dip of that, because this is going to be a bit more on the tartar side, right? Because it's a cranberry.
Still very fresh.
But it's so fresh flavored. And if you mix them together, they're a really good combo together.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm using the same spoon, so it had a little of the other on it.
Okay, great.
And I could taste that.
Yeah.
But I could still taste the vinegar, too. But not overpowering. It's not too much.
Yep.
Just the right amount. Mm-hmm.
Could be a great gift for, us in central Wisconsin, we have such abundance of cranberries. But if you've got visitors coming in from out of town, or if you're going out of town, you're going to give gifts. People love cranberry.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And they're going to say, cranberry balsamic vinegar. And it tastes so authentic to cranberries.
Yeah.
Don't you think, James?
Yes.
It kind of tastes like cranberries 110%, you know?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
And that's what I love about the balsamic vinegars and oils is they take something and they take its essence, they take the flavor essence of that at its peak, basically. Mm-hmm. And they really accentuate it. And I haven't tried a bad one from Van Foss. And like I said, people are, you know, welcome to come in and try.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Try them and see what they think is great. And we have suggestions for people, you know, for gifts. I usually do like honey and lemon.
Oh, such a good one.
Honey and lemons, you know, a win-win.
So lemon balsamic and honey. I'm sorry. Honey balsamic and lemon olive oil.
Exactly, yeah. But I think this is a great combo too, mm-hmm. especially for any hazelnut lover.
And we decided to do a kind of like flash sale with Van Foss, which we don't do sales on Van Foss very often. So today, until Saturday, we're going to do 10% off of the oils and vinegars. Again, you don't have to run out today. Roads are bad. We're not encouraging you to like travel, but it's we only do it so often, so we wanted to just encourage, like, this is a great time to stock up or get those gifts for those loved ones, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, can we talk? I have, like, two or three things I want to mention, packing it in.
Okay.
So, we've got really cool, fun Zum goat's milk soap. Brought this one special for you.
Oh, that's awesome. Mazel Zum. Mazel Zum.
Instead of Mazel Tov, it's Mazel Zum. And it's, like, an orangey almond smell. It's super great. And they only make that this time of the year as well.
Really?
So
oh, that's cool.
And then we get a lot of these other soaps around, and we have them throughout the year. But there's so many fun smells, and they're again like functional art. So in your bathroom, your kitchen, you've got this really beautiful marbled, colorful soap that you get to wash your hands with, and it gets to smell great. And it's a really fun gift of like I think of somebody hosting a holiday party or Christmas. Like thanks for hosting, like just a little sweet little gift that way.
It's a nice gift, and boy, is it a like if you like the soap. This is the soap you'll use the rest of your life. You know, it's such a cool soap, good soap. Not only the designs and the look of it and everything, but the way that, like some soaps, you still feel them on your hands. Mm-hmm. This stuff, you don't. Yeah. It's a really great soap.
Yeah.
And I love the names. I really love the names.
Really
oh, that got me. That got me. That's good.
Speaking of creative, we've brought in this super fun chocolate company that has awesome things. And we can talk more about it next Thursday. But there's some that are called like Sip Sip Hooray. And it's got like you know, champagne kind of like New Year's vibe, which is fun. And we've got some that are like Mexican hot chocolate. And again, beautiful, creative display of it. This one you can taste. It's the Sip Sip Hooray in like a small size. But... I've had somebody come in yesterday, and they bought a whole bunch of these. They were, they're giving them away as, like, extra gifts for people and little stocking stuffers, and they're just so fun. And a good way, again, like, hey, thanks for hosting this holiday party, you know. And so the one that James is eating is the Sip Sip Hooray, and it's got raspberry chocolate truffle, and it's got these popping little candies, like back in the day when you're a kid and you're eating, like, pops.
Oh,
like
I forgot about pops. I forgot all about those.
And it's so fun. It's got such
great.
A good flavor.
Oh, they're good.
They're so good. So, and we have all sorts of other chocolate bars that are just classics, really good gift giving ideas. Local bourbon barrel maple syrup, which is so tasty and like a rich.
That'd be a great gift.
Syrup.
Yeah. You give the Van Foss oils and vinegars the cranberry one. And then
James is reaching across everybody. He's
great
like,
local gift.
All I heard was maple syrup. That's all I heard. I apologize, you guys. I'm sorry.
There's so many cool maple syrups. This whipped maple syrup.
Oh, yeah, the whipped maple syrup.
That is
so good.
It's in the freezer. Mm-hmm. I kind of forget about it sometimes, but it's like frosting.
Yeah, it's so
but
good.
All it is maple syrup. They just whipped it up. Mm-hmm. It's cool stuff.
It's got to try it.
It's a good
it,
gift,
everybody.
Too. It doesn't need to be in the freezer. It's just where we keep it.
Yeah. And you have to try those chocolates, everybody. I still have the popping going on.
Yes. I should have maybe warned you.
Oh, that's great.
That's
I'm glad you didn't. That was great.
I hope the air can hear, everybody on air can hear like the little pops.
Yes.
Which is good.
It's really good. Really good options and really good ideas, too. Not only for your anyday life, but really this time of year, and you're looking, whether it's stocking stuffers or you're looking just for things to put under the tree, there are so many great items you guys have brought for us today. Really good stuff. Appreciate that.
Yeah. And we can chat more about it next Thursday, too, about, again, the last minute of Christmas shopping and such. I do want to make a quick note. We're doing this really fun thing. We started it yesterday. It's Hide the Pickle, right? The tradition, I think, is German, but I've read other reviews that it's Norway and so on.
The tradition is Jamie.
Jamie.
It was her idea.
Jamie is our staff member. She's like, I have an extra pickle. Should we hide it? So we're hiding the pickle around the store, and on the pickle, there's this little coupon that says 10% off this product, or it'll be 10% off, like, select one that if they find it. So we're doing this up until Christmas Eve, and so we encourage people to come in and find the pickle and see if you can find it. It might be select on that exact product that we put it on, or it might be just around the store. But please don't make a mess of the store when you're looking for it. That is the disclaimer.
It's a good note.
Or we will just not be doing the pickle.
Where's my pickle? It's like, oh, okay, all right. This is a bad idea.
Uh-huh. So we're having fun with it, everyone.
Yeah. Oh, cool idea. Very, very cool idea. And not surprising, because you guys are filled with tons of cool ideas over there. One of the better places you were going to visit, join our friends over at Family Natural Foods. They're at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Of course, you can always give them a call as well at 423-3120. That's 423-3120. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. Stop by the shop anytime you get a chance to. It's a wonderful place, wonderful building. They're looking forward to seeing you. Thanks so much for the time, you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, James.
We're looking forward to we're talking next week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'll wish you a happy holiday then.
Sounds perfect.
Thanks for the time, you too.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll be back with more Morning Magazine right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.